Yom Hashem al Moshe, Emor al Kahanim b'nei Aharon, Yomarta aleihem l'nefesh lo yitama ba'amav. Yonison Aipshus and Teferis Yonison says a very nice pshat here. Parshas Kedoshim ends with the Isser to be Dairish with Oivin Yedoini. I'll be Dairish al Amesim. So why is this week's parasha the parasha of Kahanim being Tohar? Why is that somuch to the Yisr Oivi Yedaini? So it's up to Teferis Yonason that the derech of the Umas Olam is they used to ask their galochim, their priests, their Oivdei Vaydezara, to tell them what's going to be the future. So they used to ask Oivi Yedaini, they were Derech Olamesa. Now, Heyos, it says, V'avdol Eschem Yikol Ha'amim, Liyosli. So by Klal Yisrael, we have Mamish, a Kohen Gadol, the exact opposite. He is Kodesh, and he is Nezar. How does he find out the future? He's Dairish in the Urim V'Tumim, in which the Shem HaKodesh is mentioned. Mamish, Mikotze L'Akotze. They're Dairish to the bottom, to the Mesim, and we're Dairish to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Mikotze L'Akotze. But today to be marach any chash whatsoever of Marazayan, people might say, "Oh, you see, the Kohen Gadol also, you know, he knows the future. Maybe he also, you know, has this." So for that, the Torah tells us to the Kahanim, you have to be marachik yourself from tumas meis mamish to an extreme, and it was geyser on them dinim chamurim to be marachik min ameis, and that's the smichus to ayvi yedain. Ayvi is the way that the goyim yes there galochim to find out the future. And by us, we do it through the Urim V'Tumim. And kidei, to be marchik, any talk that chas v'sholem, you know, we get it from the other source. For that, it says, it warns the Kohen, l'nefesh le'yitam v'ba'amav v'chumi yizdik yinyan. Those are the Tiberius Yainson. Emor l'akehanim b'nei Aharon, v'omar ta'aleihem l'nefesh le'yitam v'ba'amav. What is this double lashon? The Mefarshim tells us, emor l'akehanim b'nei Aharon. Everybody knows that the Kahanim are Bnei Aharon, and everybody knows that Bnei Aharon are Kahanim. So why did the Torah have to say both? So state in the Svarim HaKadoshim that there's other Kahanim that are not Bnei Aharon. And that is Klal Yisrael. Atem tiyu limam leches kainim v'goy kodesh. So there's a remez over here, the stage of the Yikov Parish is said to Kahanim, not allowed to be metame to a dead body. But there's a remez over here to Gans Klal Yisrael. Yodam Amlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kodesh. Matter of fact, Rabbi Avigdor Milozetzal says that the word Kohen comes from the word Koy. Thus, the Kohanim used to show Klal Yisrael how to act. We are the Kohanim of the world because we are an example of the world how to act. Atem Edai, you know, we are witness that there's a Bayri Olam and how a person has to conduct themselves. So we are Kohanim. So it says, Amar Ala Kohanim. And the Bnei Aharon, l'nefesh lo yitama ba'amav, a person should not be mitama himself to his own guf. We know that life is a struggle between guf and neshama. The guf pulls downwards, the guf pulls that the person should be oisik in all kinds of gashmias dekin yonim, and the neshama pulls upwards and wants it to be oisik in ruchnias. So the Torah tells us over here to all the Bnei Yisrael, l'nefesh lo yitama. Don't be metame yourself to the chelik hagufni. Now, be oisik in the ruchnias. As I state in the svar, I saw b'shem Reb Chatzkel, Chatzkel Levenstein, that's all he said. You see that after the person's niftah, after his neshama leaves him, the guf takes on avia b'isatum amamis moschumi is the kitumis. So what creates the tahara within the person? It's only the neshama. The guf kishuula atzmai is the most tamadikah thing in the world, the most chumadikah tama. So that's what the Torah is telling us over here. In your lifetime, in that struggle between the guf and the neshama, l'nefesh lo yitama ba'amav. Don't be mitami yourself, don't lower yourself, don't make your life's ambition the guf, that's tuma. You see what it's left with at the end. Your life's ambition has to be the neshama, and l'nefesh lo yitama ba'amav. I saw it in the flitik of my eyes. It's brought down on this farm, I remember. So, very Dikimaisa. There was a very, very Gor Choshev Yid in Eretz Yisrael. His name is Agoyner Shmuel Kobalski Zatzal. He was the Rav in the he was the Rav in the Sochet Shavar Beis Medrash in Eretz Yisrael. He was a goynot, a mamish. He was a parush from Inyani Olam Hazeh, mamish Yid, a Heligi Yid. A kitzer, when he learned yeshiva, he wasn't even bechlal mufrish from Gashmias. So he came home one Erev Shabbos from yeshiva, and his mother asks him, what were you like? He never had any specific, you know, needs. So she served him a thick vegetable soup. So after he's finished, he asked, how do you like it? So it's Mshabeach, mama, you know, delicious, mama, this is gebaldik. Oh, finally she found something that he likes. So the next week she cooked it again, nachamol. Not only that, he became a chosim. So the kale asked the shviger, you know, what does he like? So he says he doesn't like anything. He's not into gashmis. But one thing I could tell you, I make him a soup, and this he likes. He was mishabeach, and I know that this he likes. She took down the recipe, but all things gevaldik. My safety was nifter. So a friend from yeshiva sent a letter to the Bnei HaMishpacha. He says, you should know your father, Mamer, saved my life. He saved my marriage, my shalom bias. Ross says, when I got married, you know, so my wife made food, which I didn't like, and she made her recipes, and I wanted something else, and it caused friction. And I spoke to him about it through Shmuel. He says, you're telling me about recipes and that. I want to tell you something. My mother once served me a soup. It was Neira V'Oyim. It was Shreklach. But am I going to tell my mother that it's Shreklach? I told her it was Gevaldik. And ever since then, she started making that soup kaseda because she knew that I liked it. And I always ate it, and I didn't say it was I wanted to vomit. And I get married, and it's Hashem, the Geula will come. He says, my kala, she asked for the recipe, and this is what she served me, kaseda. I never said a word. So, you know, you don't say a word, you'll save yourself. He said, I mamish followed his instructions, and mamish saved my marriage. So his Rebbetzin says, oy vey, we all hated the soup. We all couldn't stand it. The kids used to mamish, you know, whatever. But we knew that this is the only thing that he liked, so we were all stifled from the soup. But all those years, he never said a word about it. Mamish, you know. I once heard a maisa, Rav Lazer Levine, the Rav in Detroit, I heard a similar maisa with him, that when the Rebbetzin was nifter, as they were sitting shiva, so his daughter served him a certain kind of eggs, whatever. So he says, you'd rather not have it. He says, what do you mean? My mom used to make this for you for breakfast all the time. I said, yeah, when the mama made it to me, so not to eat it, I'll show him the bites. He was married for how many years? You know, he says, oh, but personally, I'm not so. In other words, it didn't find them such a big art. It's a chelik of the nefesh, don't get caught up in the nefesh, don't get caught up in the guf, you know. I'll say this. V'hakoyin ha'godol, me'echa v'ashe yutzak al-roisha yishemen ha'mishcha, Umile es yodai. Leivish de begadim es roisha la yifro begadim la yifring. State the medrash vayikra rabba. Why is his name called Gadol? Kain Gadol. He's Gadol in chamisha dvarim and chachma. He's Gadol in kayach and so on. So, what shakayach pashtus it means? He's a gibor. It says boyurei Aaron. When he was main of the Leviim, he was main of the Leviim 22,001 day, Moilich, Umevi, Malu, Umeirid. He must have been a Gibor Niflu. So Chaim Shalom Lubavitch asked the question, how could it be that a Kohen Gadol is chosen Achmas of physical Gvura? Like, what's the pshat? He has to be athletic, he has to be muscular, like, what's, you know, and you find the same thing, that one of the conditions to be a Navi is he has to be a Gibor. What's the pshat? Why in the world would the Torah stress gufnius? You know, Rabbi, you just said, "Lenefesh le'itam ba'am of the guf is not by us. It doesn't play a role by us." And here, the Kohen Gadol has to be a gibor in kayach. What's the pshat? So Chaim Shmulevitz says there's a Rambam in Perak Aleph Halacha Zayin Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah, when he brings the halacha that a Navi has to be a Gibor, he speaks about a Gibor b'midoysev. His yetzer should not be misgaber on him on anything, ever. But whom is gaber b'daitoy al yitzray. He's misgaber with his das. He says, oh, Gibor, ha'kayvish es yitzray. So it sounds like from the Rambam, he doesn't have to be physically strong. When we speak about Gvura, he has to be a Gibor B'das to be Kaivish as Yitzray. So the Kesef Mishnah asks Akasha, L'chaira, the Gemara learns out Gibor from Moshe Rabbeinu that broke the Lucas with his hands. They were very heavy, right? So they learn out over there Gvura. L'chaira, it's Mashmah, it's a physical Gvura. It's not a Gvura being Kaivish the Yitzhar. That the kavan of the Torah is an inner gvura of koichas hanefesh, a gvuras haleib. If a person has that gvuras haleib, where he focuses, he concentrates, he's not willing to give in, he has that strength of the nefesh. So number one, he's koichas his yisrael with that. But that same gvuras hadas is also, you know, it also concentrates to be overcome any physical disabilities and any physical things that go against him. He's able to overcome it. So when it says Moshe Rabbeinu was a Gibor, he's able to pick up the luchais. Doesn't necessarily mean he was muscular. Could he was that also? But that's not what the ikur was. The ikur was he had the gvuras hadas to focus and to be able to pick it up. That's the pshat by Anovi, and that's the pshat over here by Aaron. The same koyach that it takes to be koyvish the Yetzirah, which Chazal say that's the true gvura, is that same koyach that takes to have physical strength when even al piderach hateva maybe is not so physically strong, but is the gvura sadas to overcome any obstacle that makes him to be a gibor in this as well. That's the way Reb Chaim Shmulevitz learns pshat. You see by the gedolim, the amazing gvura sadas, read the biography of the Chofetz Chaim, the shverikaitin that he had, and how physically frail he was. There was his doctor. There was a doctor he used to go to, Dr. Tzemach Shabbat. He was a Yid, but he wasn't a Maimon. And he says, Betzim, I don't really believe. But every time I see the Chofetz Chaim, I have to believe that there's something there. Because he's so physically frail, and yet he has the koichas hanefesh to go around and to accomplish what he's doing with a weakened body. It's just 30 years he spent on the Mishnah Brura. 30 years. He did not, his son is made, Rav Leib is made, he did not take his mind off of the Mishnah Brura. And at the same time, he was Isaac with other things. You know, he was Isaac with his family, he was Isaac with the Tzibur. So, and he was a frail person. He was a small person, a frail person. He was sickly as a kid. And Afal Pikein, he had the gvur to be able to do all of that. Panav Zhirov said over that one time the Chofetz Chaim was away on a trip for a while. So when he came back, after Shacharis, the Panav Zhirov said to Chofetz Chaim Zeinikel, let's go see what, you know, your Zayd is doing. So they come, and this is after a long trip, he was away for a while, they come into the house. Chofetz Chaim is sitting by an open Rambam, as if he's been here for who knows how long, and he's sitting saying the Rambam out loud like it's nobody's business. You know what I mean? He's a shtayman. He just, mamish, just came back from a lengthy trip away. He should be oiskim muchit, oiskim matered. He's sitting there by menucha by a Rambam. See, he was on a spoil. He went and said it over to the Chofetz Chaim's Eidim, Reb Hirsch Levinson. You know, he wasn't a spoil. He said, that is the shver. You know, that's the way it is. That's a gvuras hadas that overcomes any physical limitations, any physical frailties. Eila mayadei Hashem mikroi kodesh. Hashem tikroi sam mayadoi. Elohim mayadoi. So there's a brilliant pshat from the Nachlas Yaakov, that's the Nesivis. Brilliant pshat. It says we have three regalim. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. But they're very different from each other. Pesach, the first day is a Yontif, and the seventh day is a Yontif. The middle is Chol HaMoed. Shavuos is one day of Yontif. There's no Chol HaMoed. And Sukkos, the first day is Yontif, the rest is Chol HaMoed, and Shmini is a different Yontif. So Pesach, the beginning and the end is a Yontif. Shavuos, only one day of Yontif, no Chol HaMoed. And Sukkos,
one day of Yontif, Chol HaMoed, and then the eighth day is a totally new Yontif. What's the pshat? What does it represent? Zokta Nachlas Yankiv. On Pesach, we celebrate the Gula from Mitzrayim. That was a Gula of the Guf. Our bodies were redeemed from bondage, from Avdus. So it was a Gula, but it wasn't the Gula forever. Because Soif Kol Soif, we became a Shubit to the Umas HaOlam. So, but even though we're Meshubit to the Umas HaOlam, Lamaisim are no longer Avadim. Right? We're no longer Avadim. It's a Chayrus HaOlam, it's called. We're Meshubit, but it's not Avdus. Lassid Lavai, we're going to become Ois Meshubit again. That's what Pesach represents. The first day is Geula. But then that changed. We're no longer totally Nigo because we became Meshubit. Chol HaMoed represents that Matziv. It's a Yontif because Lamaisa we're not Avadim anymore. Of a fart, it's still Chol because in a certain sense we're still Meshubadim. Lassid Lavai, our Matziv of Lechatchil is going to come full circle. And once again, we're not going to be Meshubit. So it goes back to being a Yontif of Pesach. Tos is the Yontif of Pesach. Sukkis, the first day, represents the Anani HaKovid, the Hashros HaShchina, Besoich Klal Yisrael. The Maisa that also was lost. Eventually, the Anani HaKovid left us. However, the Hashgoch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu remains with us always. So the Chol HaMoed of Sukkis, the first day represents the Anani HaKovid, where we were able to see the Hashros HaShchina. Chol HaMoed represents sort of like, on the one hand, it's not here. It doesn't have that full Kedusha. We don't see the presence of the Anani HaKovid. Me'idav Yisa, there is Kedusha because there is that Hashgacha. The Anani HaKovid follows us, but in a hidden way. The last Yontif, Shmini Atzeres, is not just a repeat of the same Yontif. Because Lo'os Lo'vi HaKadosh Baruch is going to make a Bris Chadosha with Klal Yisrael. There's going to be a new relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we never experienced before. So Shmini is a regal b'fnei atzmai, something that we didn't experience before. That's why it's a new Yontif. Shavuos, there's no Chol HaMoed at all. Shavuos is Matan Torah. That does not change. The Torah remains the same forever. Ki lo'isi shokach mi. The Torah does not change at all. Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky, I might have said this, Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky once came into the Chazon Ish. And he sees the Chazon Ish is engrossed in a Sefer Torah, look like an old Sefer Torah. He's engrossed. Finally, he chapped someone's ears. He picks up his face. He's mamish b'simcha gedayla. So Yaakov asks him, what's the grace of Simcha? So he said, this was, you know, in the early 50s. He says, the Sefer Torah was brought out by the Teimanim from their Kehillah. It's an old Sefer Torah, and they have a Kabbalah that when they first left Eretz Yisrael, you know, B'Shas B'Churban, the Sefer Torah was there with them. I was going through the Sefer Torah, and every single ice is exactly the same as what we have. She says, isn't that a gewaltige simcha? The mamish, we have exactly what they had then. Kiloisi shachach. Shavuos doesn't change. Shavuos is one day. No Chol HaMoed. The Torah is in the same matzav today. And adarabba now, the koyches ha-Torah, the Torah-diki community, is getting stronger and stronger, Baruch Hashem. Usfartim lochem imachras ha-Shabbos. So the Torah makes us stress Sheva Shabbos Tamimis Tihiyana. It's Yudua, the Sfiris Oimer, does not have a Shaykhus with Shabbos. It was a shtickle problem because the Torah says, Asfartim Lachemi Machras HaShabbos, and the Tzedukim touched it to mean, you know, the day after Shabbos. And that caused a tremendous rift between the Pirushim and the Tzedukim and the Soivdam, there was big machloiksim over it. And the day when we were finally Menaseich over, there was a big Yontif. They celebrated as a Yontif during Bayer Sheni. But it really doesn't have a Shaykhus with the Shabbos. So why does the Torah say, Sheva Shabbos is to be Mitzvah? Why is the Torah? Should have said, Sheva Shavuos. It should be 7 weeks. And Takin Parshas Rei, it says that. So why over here does the Torah stress Shabbos? So Rosh Hashanah Rav Hirsch has a very gebaldig pshat. So Rosh Hashanah Rav Hirsch, he said, "Be'emes, the days of Sfiris HaOmer are a bridge between our celebrating our independence, our physical independence,
And Shavuos, we became Meshubet HaKadosh Baruch. So one might ask the question, how is it possible in such a short period of time? We just gained our freedom, our physical freedom, and we don't even have a chance to express ourselves, to express our cheirus, to realize our eigenekoiches, and right away we become avodim again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How's a shayach such as that? And the answer is that someone that realizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and he runs everything, and we are all totally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I'm my own person, so then you talk about my freedom, and my independence, and my koyach to express myself, but who am I? If I'm garnished, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that created the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that runs everything. We're all totally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if a person comes to that realization, he doesn't have such a kasha. So then these days that lead us from our physical independence to being Meshavar Esav to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's easy. Shabbos is that day where we come to the Hakara, Kishesh Es Yom HaMosah Hashem Es Teshmaim Ves Haaretz Uvayam Eshvi Shavuz Vayinu Afash. During the week, we're busy with work. I'm doing, I'm working, I'm going. You know, it's all about me. So during the week, Taka, it's very difficult to come to that Hakara. But on Shabbos, when you rest from the work, and then now you're able to think a little bit, and you make a cheshbon ha-nefesh, and you learn a bit of Torah, you see we're all totally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one of the things what Shabbos is for. That's why the Torah says, Sheva Shabbos is Tamimus Tiyan. And that's not 7 weeks. But every week should be under the hashpo of a Shabbos, that we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything. And all of our eigenes, she'ifas, physical she'ifas, is nothing. It's a chalom yov. It's nothing. Right? If you live the Shabbos every one of those weeks, it's not hard to make that transition between our physical independence and our ruchnis to aliyah to becoming avodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you do what the Gemara says, kol halon zayin yomim b'loy chalom nikra ra. It's called a ra. Famous question is, we don't control our dreams. You know, a person doesn't have a dream, so that makes him a bad person. So the Vilna Gaon says that chalom over here means you have to realize that all of your shifas in this world are chalom yov. There's no reality to do it. No reality. Hevel avolam amakehelas. The physical shifas that a person has, they're just passing. They're not real. So maybe during the week, you know, when you're working, you don't have a chance to think about the MS. No. If you don't have that realization of the chalom, not so terrible. But if you go through Zayin Yomim, including a Shabbos, when you had a chance to make a cheshbon ha-nefesh, b'loy chalom, and you don't realize that the whole world is only a dream, so then you're nikra ra. And that's the pshat over here. Sheva Shabbos is tamimus tihyena. It has to be 7 weeks with a Shabbos in each one of them, where you realize what the true reality of life is. And that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Ein Ben Chayrin El Mishoisik Batayra. We see it B'chosh. Who has the best quality of life nowadays? You see it B'chosh. The guy has a quality of life. All you see is complaining and violence and kol minei anger and nervousness and depression. And by Yidden, you see they have I'm not saying everything's perfect. We're in Galus, part we're in Galus. Over the Maise, there's a tachlis, there's a goal, there's a vision. That's because we realize that the physical life is only a chalayim. That's the Sheva Shabbos to me, Mr. Yidden. Those are Krishna followers. By the Mikalel, it says, V'samchu kol hashayim es yedeyim al roishay. Rashi says, Aimrim loy domcha b'roishcha, your death is upon your head. The einonu nenoshim b'misosta, we're not going to be punished with your misa sha'ato garam tolcha. You were the goyim over here. Now, why was the din of the Megadev different than any haruge bezn? There's no halacha than any other, you know, misa's bezn. You have to put your hands on him. Like, most times it was nishtana over here. So the Gra says, it's also brought down in the Sefer Likutei Rizba. You find the din smicha by a carbon. Samach yodai, that the carbon should carry the person's aveiros. By the Sir Lazozel, you also find the same thing, that they used to put samach their hands, that the Sir Lazozel should carry away their aveiros. Now, by the din of a Megadev, the Edom have to come to Bezdin, and they have to testify, ois ba ois, that they heard the Megadev saying. And those that hear it from the Edom, they have to rip their clothing. So the Edom had to repeat what he said, and the Shoyman had to hear it. So that's why I said there was a chet involved over here in the whole process, because the Edom had to repeat what he said, and the Shoyman had to listen to what he said. So therefore, they all, including Sai the Edom and Sai the people that heard from the Edom, the Dayanim, they have to be Shoymer, their hands on the Megadev, and say, our Aveir is really your Aveir. You were the one that was Goyrim us, that we should have to hear it, and we have to repeat it. You're the Goyrim. That's not our Aveir. We have to do it only because of you. Mamele, you're carrying away our Aveir. So he's on the Gra and Likutei Ritzvah. It says by the Megadev, Uvinei Yisrael, Osu Kasha Tziva Hashem. So, why does it have to tell us? Uvinei Yisrael, Osu Kasha Tziva Hashem. Like, what's the chiddush over here? So, the Ramban says the Torah wants to tell us that whatever the Bnei Yisrael did to the Megadev, it wasn't because they had in themselves a personal sin. You know, they could have said that this guy was a Mitzri, you know, he's not a Mitzri, and he started up with the Bnei Yisrael, so there could have been some racism involved and some animosity. Zoktan's the Torah, Bnei Yisrael, Osu, Kashet, Tziva Hashem. They did it totally. They stoned him only because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, but there was no personal animosity involved. Those are the Ramban. The Meshech Chochmah says a different shot. Chazal say that how did the Megadev start off? He saw the Lechem HaPonim that it's baked a week in advance, more than a week in advance. It says, B'yayim HaShabbos Yarchenu. So liglig v'omar, derech ha-melech lechol pascham v'chol yayim. Is it better to eat fresh bread every day or to eat it after 9 days since it was baked? He says he made fun of it. So, and the Bnei Yisrael heard this. So one would have thought that maybe they also might have had some sort of a nidnud and a suffix. But after the Torah tells Dr. Meshach Chachmeh, Uvinei Yisrael also kashetziva Hashem. They were not mushba in the least from him. They were makayim lechem upon him. Kimishpata. The same zrizus and with the same brand that they did it beforehand, and his litzonis had no effect on them whatsoever. That's what Bnei Yisrael also kashet tziva Hashem. Agut and Shabbos.